Do not wash hands and plates. Elephant frenzy, paratas, temples, palaces, monkeys, and the kindness of Indian strangers. Text by Barb Tao. Photos by Janine Smith and Jayalakshmi Iyer. Chapter 3. The Taj Mahal is very clean today. I am not a sharer. My dog is never allowed in my bed. My books never leave my house. And I never, ever occupy a hotel room with those I haven't wed or given birth to, and sometimes not even with them. So I was worried about how sharing hotel rooms for several weeks with my two roommates from university days would work. Answer, amazing. Apparently, a lifetime of responsible jobs, marriages, and kids can evaporate in an instant when someone says, "Hey, remember the time we couldn't find our exit tickets and had to jump the turnstiles at 57th Street? After the first night's room share, we got up early to stuff ourselves at the breakfast buffet, get an early start for our Taj Mahal visit. While we said goodbye to the lovely food, staff, at the Taj Villas, our driver, Suhinder, brought the car around for what turned out to be approximately a one-block drive to the Taj Mahal parking lot. After fending off a determined army of official guides / carved stone pregnant elephant vendors, we decided to take their advice and hire bicycle rickshaws. The theory was that they could get us to the Taj Mahal ticket booth quickly in order to beat the crowds they assured us were about to descend. Our rickshaw peddler set off with mighty determination, pulled out of the parking lot, and immediately turned into the ticket office right next door. As usual in India, the tickets for foreign guests were about 10 times the price of those for residents of India. Of course, they did come with bottled mineral water and a quote-unquote preferred guest pass. Then, after we refused the services of countless guides, "Official, madam, very official," we arrived at the gorgeous Taj Mahal gates. We passed through the darkened gateway just as the rising sun burned through the morning clouds. And there it was, the Taj Mahal, misty and heartbreakingly beautiful. Whether you see it as a monument to the 17th century love story of Emperor Shah Jahan and his favorite wife, Mumtaz Mahal, or as the embodiment of Mughal power and wealth, the harmony and artistic vision is stunning. In fact, the only break in the absolute symmetry of the entire structure is the emperor's tomb, added beside that of his beloved wife when he died. Others have tried to explain the Taj Mahal, but it's one of the few things that can only be experienced in person. And it turns out that we saw it at its best. Because President Obama was expected the next day, a massive cleanup force had descended on the monument. Roads leading up to the site had been cleaned, and beggars and dogs removed. Still a lot of cows, though. Inside, groups of women were working on the plantings by cleaning the edges of each bed with what looked like spoons. Seriously, spoons. The fountains and pools were immaculate, and beautiful birds were flitting around and singing. The sun came through the mist and turned the marble a softly glowing pink. We spent the morning wandering through the monument and surrounding buildings and gardens. By the time we left, the hordes predicted by the rickshaw drivers had started to arrive by the busload. Everyone seemed to be captured by the spirit of the Taj as strangers from all over the world happily traded off taking pictures for each other. It was so hard to leave, but we were on a strict touring schedule. So we headed back to where Suhinder waited with the car for the three-hour drive to Delhi. Since we hadn't eaten in minutes, we stopped on the way out of Agra at a roadside open-air restaurant and changed my world. Along with the chai tea, they brought us the ultimate paratha, the food of the gods, with butter. For the rest of the trip, I measured time as before paratas, during paratas, or after paratas. Photos. For free access to photos of a misty Taj Mahal at dawn, an army of teaspoon-wielding gardeners, and other incredible trip photos by Janine Smith and Jayalakshmi Iyer, please go to my website, barbtaub.com. Click on Additional Photos and Videos for Do Not Wash Hands in Plates at the top of the page, and use the password PLATES, lowercase, PLATES. Thank you.